Hello, we are here at Alice Sartor House in Camden. Today is the 29th of April, and we are going to interview Alice now. Alice, can you tell me when you were born, date, birth?
Oh, I don't tell no one that.
Okay,
I've gone by the sell-by date.
Don't say then.
I was born in London.
Yeah.
And with Italian.
Tell me about your grandparents, your parents.
With Italian parents, and I've never met my father's people from Uniesa because they died, and people weren't able to go to Italy at that time. They couldn't afford it because they had to work hard. But my dad worked in the mosaic terrazzo, and my mother was a housewife, you know. But we grew up, learned Italian, but when we forgot it when we went to school. But we had a good life, a good upbringing. Very poor, though. I mean, we wasn't wealthy. But we appreciated life, you know. So.
When did your father come over?
When he was 12, with his uncle, the Mariotto. Do you remember the Mariotto?
Oh, yes.
Victorio Mariotto. And they worked at the Art Pavement with all his brothers. And it was nice. And the terrazzo, and they did work hard. But it was a closed shop. No one could get in the terrazzo, I was told. Is that correct?
Why?
Because it was just simply all for the Italians. But mind you, they produced good work, the Italians. The terrazzo, no one could compete them. But now it's a dying trade, and this is it. But he always worked, and then he retired. Of course, always doing terrazzo. Then he worked with his brothers. They had a business, but it was hard work. So, and I went to work.
His brothers, did they have the business of terrazzo?
Yeah, forget what it's the firm. It was his two brothers. They were in business. But he worked for them, and that was it. But it was good. It was a good life.
And where were you born in London? Here in Camden?
In Camden. The family house got sold 2 years ago. Oh, it's a beautiful house. Better than this one.
Well, this is a very nice house.
It's nice, but that one was a detached house. And my dad did a lot of work. The terrazzo was brilliant. You know, but, oh, it was out of this world. And the developer bought it. He demolished a lot. I cried. I did. Don't mention it. Very sad. So this is it. The Jews, you know what the Jews are like. Hope you're not Jew.
Have you been to Uniesa?
Yes, I've been a few times. I've got an auntie still there. She lives in Carasso. She lives in Manigones. You remember Manigones, the hotel? She died. She lives near there, my auntie and my cousins. And I went to see her. She's about 90. But she was 10 years older than my mum. My mum was 1904, so she was 10 years younger. So how old would she be now, my auntie? Now, if it was, she must be 1914, she must have been my auntie. So 14, how old is that? 94, she must be 95. And she's got a daughter in Loughton, Lisa.
Mm.
She's a miserable bugger, she is. But no, it's good. But I do love my cousins. I do keep in touch with them. But I wouldn't get in touch with that girl in the Haringey. Alma, her name is. I forget her other name. But anyhow, she's from. So.
What memories have you got of your childhood? Coming, you know, growing in an Italian household.
We used to go. Everyone used to go to dinners with. Everyone would put a dinner and everyone would eat, you know. We'd go to different houses, our aunties and uncles, you know. And it was just so nice. It was very united, you know. And then we'd come home. But now, they just don't want to know you. It's by appointment. You pick the phone up. My mum and dad said we don't make appointments. And they would never visit. Now, we had an auntie. She was from from Bettola. And she said, if you come and see me, phone me first. And my mum said, I've never made a rent. They didn't like it, you know, because it was a different era at that time, you know. But now it's completely changed. The youngsters don't want to know you, but we have to stay together. In fact, our parents went to see the aunties and uncles, we have to go with them. But now, whew, don't see them. You know, I just love my nephews and nieces, but I don't see them. But who cares?
And did your parents, they were speaking Italian?
All the time. But they spoke the true Italian, but when they were with their side, like from Morfasso, it would be the dialetto. And if my dad was with his brothers, it would be the dialetto. But it's a lovely I love the dialect in
Friuland.
Oh yeah, oh I love it.
Can you speak?
No.
Nothing.
No, problem. No, I used to say, I forgot it. No, no. But I understand everything. I understand it, the
Friulano.
I do understand it.
So, if I se ti domandi di c'è giù abito di picciole.
What did I do when I was a kid?
Yes, what were you playing?
Oh, I was used to, you know, we used to go out and about, play out in the streets. But you can't play in the streets now because they've all got computers, the kids. But yeah, I had a good life.
So you've been living in London, in Camden all your life?
I was born here, yes. So, yes, the family house is, you might not see it from the window, but it was a lovely house, all on its own, a big garage. But the sisters wanted out, and I could have competed, but it was very difficult. Well, I'm on my own at the end, so why, you know? So that was it, but it was a lovely house off.
So you've got sisters and brothers?
I've got two sisters.
What's their name?
Fiorina and Olga.
Do they live in London?
No, one's living with the daughter, and the other, one of them lives in Holloway. She lives in Holloway, but I don't see her a lot, because we just had a big row, family row. After selling the house, I didn't want to sell it, you see. I could have held on to it, but it was very difficult, you know.
Mm. And, school?
Oh, school, I wasn't the best of kids at school. But my elder sister was always top. She was very, very good. But there was no facilities for colleges when we were young, you know, because it was just after the war. But she was very clever. I don't know how I survived. But I managed to write my name. And my sister was the same, but the eldest one was brilliant, you know, very intelligent she was, but it was one of those things. But again, like I said, there was no facilities at the time, you know, for progression. You just had to go to work and this was it, but I've all survived.
Oh. And religion, did you used to go to the...
We had to go to church. Oh, my mum used
to...
Well, we had to, you just went. We had no option because it was part of, you know, we all had to go to church. Then we went to a Catholic school, we had to go to benediction and all that. So it was a pattern of life, you know, you just had to carry on with it, you know. But it was good. What can I say? We used to go to parties, they'd have church parties, it was crazy.
At the Italian church?
I've been there. I remember, what was his name? He had a motorbike. Do you remember the priest who had a motorbike?
No, I just remember Father Russo.
Oh, yeah, Bob. They used to call him Bob. Yeah, Father Russo died the same week my mum died.
Really?
Yes. I didn't think... Well, and Padre Mario, he had the motorbike. Do you remember him?
No.
Well, he was good, though. Very good. And so what else?
And did you go there? Did you go...
Also? We used to go dancing down there.
Yeah, the Roma Club?
I went to the Roma Club, yes. And I used to go to the Caterers Club in Leicester Square. I used to know them all.
To be?
The Caterers Club.
Ah, yes.
Who owned it? Indemi owned it. Did you remember that club?
No.
Like everything else, you used to see the waiters all there and have a dance and go home. And the French club we used to go to.
No, well, the French was very popular among the Italian people. Everybody used to go to the French.
The French club. What was the other club? There used to be the one in... Kennington,
yeah.
The Kennington Club. Vinelli, the accordionist, you remember?
Yes. Yeah.
Listen, I've got a friend. When are you doing the Amelia one again? Because I get my friend up. Inzani. The Inzanis, they're very popular.
Well, maybe I'll do another one. But will I
you?
I've finished now the
Have you?
Amelia one, yeah. And did you work in your life?
I've never done a day's work.
Of course.
I did. I used to work in an office, and then you would never believe it if I told you what I was doing.
What?
I was a ship stewardess in the liners. Did 40 years. I loved it. Made plenty of money. Just wonderful experience. And I never got married because I was always jetting off. And when you meet boyfriends, but you're going away. I said, but I'll be back. Oh, when I came back, there was murder. But I lose all my boyfriends, but I had a good life. I've just come back from Panama. I went to Panama, yeah.
And what did you do?
Stewardess, I was...
Yes.
I was head waitress, barmaid, and then on the ferries. But on the liners, we were cabin stewards. You know, going up and down in Australia, New Zealand, had a wonderful Japan. had a
so
good
time. So you travel all over the world.
And I'm wonderful, yeah. Just a big world out there, and I just suggest, I always recommend to people just get up and go. Because you meet some nice people, you meet some arseholes. But it's lovely, you know. So really, what can I say?
How long have you done that for?
For 40 years. 40 years.
And when did you stop?
I stopped about, I don't know, 30 years. Then I was on the oil rigs. That was terrible.
Where were you?
The platform, petroleum.
Oh, yes.
Oil rigs.
Oil rigs, really.
It was good, but if you're not a dolly bird, they don't want you, and this is it. So I stayed there about 2 or 3 seasons, but I just did odd jobs, plenty of work. And
what did you do on the oil?
Stewardessing.
Still there?
Yeah, in the catering. It was always catering work. Yeah, it was good. And then I worked around the corner, university. I went cleaning and doing a bit of waitressing. It was good, but it was always plenty of work, and I always earned all right, you know. So I'm not complaining. I could, if I had to do it again, I would do it again. It's nice. Yeah.
And your sisters, what did they do?
Oh, I don't know. They got married quite young.
So yeah, housewives.
Yeah, housewives, yeah.
What memories have you got of your father? Is it something?
Oh, he was nice. I liked my dad. I missed him very much when he died. He was nice, you know what I mean? But this is it, isn't it?
When did he die?
He died and...
Do you know when he was born?
Yep. 29th of August, 02.
Oh.
And my mum was 04. She was the same age, but 2 years younger. And, yeah, I remember him, and it really hurt me when he died.
Is it something particular that you remember about?
No, because
you... Principles that your father gave you, has told you to do, things
like that. Oh, he used to take us to... I'd have to go to work with him. He used to take me to work, and I didn't want to go, but you had to go. You couldn't say no.
To work with him?
Yeah.
Doing what?
If it's coming, you come to work with me, it just wanted me to go to work with him, you know? He used to drag me to go to work. In case I'm playing out in the street. But it was funny. I used to go sometimes, but I used to get angry, though, you know.
And what did you do? Did you prepare the terrace?
No. I just hung around. You know what I mean? They say, go and get me a... What's it called? How do you say the broom? Go and get me the broom. And get me this. And I'm like his little labourer. But he used to take me out. But I did like my dad, you know. He had a nice way about him, you know. But my mum, she's all right. But it was good.
And what were you? Do you feel you are Italian, English, Anglo-Italian?
No, I just feel I'm still Italian because I still.
Where do you think you belong? To Italy or in Jamaica?
No, I think I belong to Italy because I do go out there sometimes, and you can fly out there quite cheap now.
And you feel you are Italian?
Oh, very much. I won't change it. No, but people don't believe I am. But I just what they don't believe, I can't help it.
Where, when you go to Italy, do you go back to Ornese?
No, I go to Morfasso because my cousins are good. No, the Friulani, they're different people. Now, if you go to our parts in Piacentino, they all invite you in their house. You're staying with us. You're dining with us. And no, I'm going to a hotel, you know, for independence. But the Friulani, you're independent. You do what you like. But they're very good in Piacenza. But I still like my cousins, and I keep in touch with them, you know. So... I haven't disregarded them.
But you haven't got anybody in Ornese left?
Yeah, I've got an auntie yes. And a cousin. He was syndical for Davide Sartori. Did you remember him?
Yes, I heard of him.
That's right, he used to. Then he had a terrible accident. A lady was driving from Austria, a lorry, and she didn't stop at the junction, and then nearly got killed. But he's in a bad way, but he's all right, but he really badly hurt. But his friend got killed. It was on the radio everywhere, you know, we all rang in. But what can you do? You ring in out of courtesy, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
But it's only him. And the brothers in Montreal, they've got two boys in... No, Tinotti's in Montreal and the sister's in Montreal, either. But I went to Montreal, but I was with a tour and I couldn't get to see him. They were quite upset, but I will jet off sometimes and see him because I do like him.
Did you have any difficulties with the language when you were young?
No.
No.
Where abroad?
No, because you were speaking Italian at home and then English in school.
Oh yes, we learned it quite well. You do when you're young, you pick it up very, very quickly. But I found it okay. You've got by. And then if my sister spoke Italian to my mum, I said, don't speak Italian. I said, they're listening. Because everyone hated Italians after the war, you know. They used
Why
to,
did they hate them?
Because Mussolini declared war, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he said, and you Italians, they used to call us everything. And that's why I never wanted anyone to know we were Italian.
Do you remember what was happening for the Italians at that time, when they were here?
My dad was interned.
Oh, where?
In the Isle of Man.
Oh, how long for?
Oh, yeah, because he had a good conduct, so they let him home, but a lot of them, they stayed there a long time. He was butler to Dr. German. Do you remember Dr. German?
Yes, in Charing Cross Road.
Yeah, he was butler to him.
he was interned?
Yeah, in Isle of Man, he was his butler. Well, he looked after him, like his valley, they called him.
Do you remember when they came and picked him up?
No, I don't remember him. I didn't have no idea at all. I didn't even know he went. He never kissed us goodbye, and I think, that's a strange thing, isn't it? Now,
well, probably they picked him up in the...
In the night?
Yeah.
Possibly, yeah.
But they didn't come here and pick him up?
No, it wasn't this house. It was the family. They went to the family house to pick him up, I think. And there was a lot of Italians went down with the ship, you know, remember the Arandora Star?
Yes. Do you know has it been on the Arandora Star?
No, my dad, no. He went straight to the Isle of Man, Douglas.
And did he ever talk to you about his stay in the Isle of Man?
Oh, he loved it. He always spoke well about the Isle of Man.
Ah.
He did like it.
Do you know what they did during the day? How did they spend their time?
I really didn't know. You see, the thing is, you don't stop to think that somewhere down the line, like now, it's history, and it would be nice to know. And my friend said, I'll always make a note, whatever they tell you. Oh, yes, 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 but you never do. It's like the photographs. I've looked at these photographs, I don't know who they are, but you should really put the names on the back, the dates, you know, but you don't. And all of a sudden, it's invalid because you can't answer the questions.
Do you remember how long he has been interned?
Only for a year. They let him off early. I think because Dr. German came back as well. So he came with him, I think. That's where it came into.
And do you remember when you saw your father, when he came back, the emotion? How did you feel?
Oh, was so
how did you meet him?
He came in and we just, you know, we were in and out and we didn't bother too much, but he gave us a big kiss and a hug and that was it. But we never really knew what happened. It was later on we knew we went to the Isle of Man, you know. But it was good, though.
How old were you then?
I must have been about five, I think. Four or five. Or was I three? I can't remember. 39 they went. I think they went away in 39.
Yes. The
I was three, I think. I was. That's right, I think I was three or four. I couldn't remember a lot, you know. But,
Maybe. And then when he came back, he went straight back to work.
No, he went back to work. Oh, yes, he went to the... Yeah, Mariotas. They went with the Mariotas. And then he started up with his brothers. Yeah, but he's always been in the terrace, my dad. But he used to do some lovely work. And he knew the texture of his... Like, you know, that sand and cement. When he made it, even the builders couldn't knock the walls down. They had to get a can go to... It's a good boy. I tell you what, he knew that... The ingredients, like a lot of people put too much sand and not enough cement, it corrodes, it falls down, but with him, nothing ever deteriorated. So it was good. He did know his job.
Mm.
So, now.
I just want to know if it's possible, a bit more about during the war times.
We went away.
Oh,
my dad, we went to Lancashire. And we stayed with the family.
Why did you go to Lancashire?
Because they advised us to go because of the bombing. So we went to Preston in Lancashire for about a year. Then we came back, and then we went back to Bolton, another little place. I don't know why we moved. But it was very nice in the country. And we were telling all the children we were going away in the country. I don't remember a great
deal. Was it because it was bad to be Italian?
I don't know. They suggested that the children would have to be evacuated, so my mum took us away, but a lot of them went on their own, you know. And it was sad, really, but we had our mum with us. We were lucky, you know. But as I say, it goes.
Yes, some went to Wales as well.
A lot of them went to Wales.
Yes, because it was safer there.
Well, this is it. Up in Lancashire, and they were all very friendly, they were. You know, the people were very nice. And even in Bolton. And there was quite a few Italians in Bolton. The Gregoris. Do you remember the Gregoris?
Doing what in Bolton?
They had the business. They had the asphalt business.
Oh, the asphalt.
Yeah, and there was another, my mum's cousin had the asphalt business in Brighton, the Secchi. Do you remember?
Oh, yes, I know the Secchi.
That's right. Well, my mum was a Secchi. But see, Tony Cavana knows my mum, you know?
Yeah.
But they had the asphalt, and the same as the Gregoris had the asphalt business in Bolton. Who else was there? I can't remember a lot, but I remember the Gregoris, because they had the kids the same age as us.
Mm.
So that was it.
So you've got friends with that. Is it anything else that you like to tell me?
No, it's just that I'm proud to be Italian. Let's put it that way.
Okay, then. Well, thank you very much for accepting to do this interview.
Oh, it's nice to have met you, but listen, would you like a cup of tea or